passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. As many of you know that have been listening for the last few weeks, you know, I'm doing a little bit of a change up for the format for the summer. If I like it, I'll keep it into the fall. So the first Thursday of every month is going to be Neutral News with Matt Connerton and I, trying to get you out of the hype and all of the he said, she said crapola that is going on in the traditional news sources, and try to talk about what do we actually really know. Then the second week of every second Thursday of every month is going to be Journey to Health series with Marion Killenbeck, who is an NMD and an RN, and has been working in alternative medicine, well, we count it in decades now. And so she always has some insights about how to obtain and maintain a better health in all natural choices. This week is our third Thursday of the month, and that's third Thursday is Through the Spiritual Lens with my partner in crime, Angie Dionju, co-host for the Web of Light show, and fellow mischief maker as we run around New England and do events and teach classes and generally just yuck it up. You there, Angie?
Oh, I am here.
How's your yuck mode today? Are you yucking
my
it up well
mode
today?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Of course. I know that you're in a yuck. You're not in a yuck mode.
Well, I mean, like yuck it up mode, like a positive. I do want to remind people that we are now a live call-in show. So if you want to comment on some of the things that we're talking about, if you want to bring in your own point of view or just ask myself or Angie questions, you can do so by calling 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. And we'll be more than happy to hear from you. Take your call. And see what you would like to share on air. If you are listening to this as a replay, because I know the show will be replayed multiple times, you can always go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. That's facebook.com/mydrkevin. When you stop by, make sure you like it, because I'm a likable guy. And you will find at the top, or very near the top, about today's show, and you can leave comments there. And if you leave a comment there about something you want to share or a question you have, I know that either Angie or I will do our best to get back to you and answer that via Facebook. So just because you're listening to this as a replay doesn't mean you still can't be part of the conversation. So there's been a lot of stuff, as there always is, going on in the world. Three things I want to do. I want to talk about some stuff going on in the world and give it some spiritual perspective for people who are shaking their heads. I want to spend some time talking about an upcoming event that has resurrected called Firefest. And then three, answer any and all questions that may be called in or even Facebooked in. Because you can Facebook your questions in to facebook.com/mydrkevin as well. So, Angie.
Yeah.
We had that horrible fire in London. And as it's coming out, yeah, you know, it's definitely sad. And I have friends that live in London. Actually, I'm waiting to hear back from one to make sure they were okay, because I haven't heard back from her yet. It turns out that they have been complaining about this for a long time as a fire trap. Did you catch that in the news?
I did see part of that. There were some fire codes that weren't really established in that building. But, you know, it's like that's even sadder because this is an apartment building. It's not like a private residence where, you know, that's your own piece. You know, it's your private residence. You should be up to fire code, but you're responsible for yourself. But, you know, when somebody is renting out a facility to you, whether it be for an office or for, you know, a rental property, they really should be in compliance. But, you know, there's so much of that around. If you really were to look around, you would find that there's a lot that do not comply.
Well, and, you know, they said that they had been complaining about this for years and that this they spent millions of dollars putting a facade on the outside of the building because the area around it had gotten pretty upscale and there was, you know, very expensive condos and stuff like that, and they wanted to look and fit in. But they've been concerned about this facade, and this facade had a history of if a fire started, it actually encouraged the fire and made it do exactly what this fire did. So they spent a ton of money to make it less safe and but more marketable. Why do people do that? And what can we do? Is there anything we can do? I mean, it wasn't even in our country. This is in the UK, but you know these things happen over here as well.
Right. Oh, it happens here all the time. Really, that's everywhere. But I don't know. I think you need to put more, you know, okay, so I'm going to do one of those back in the day deals.
Okay.
Back in the day, the firefighters had community people who went in and did inspections. And it didn't matter whether you were in cahoots with anybody or anything, somebody would come in and actually do the inspections in the apartment buildings, and they would go from the basement all the way up to the top floor, because I remember when I was a child, that happened once a year. And it wasn't, you weren't told, okay, well, we're coming in on such and such a day. It was just like, here we are. And if they found something that didn't, you know, prevail to what they wanted it to be, the landlord or the person taking care of the building or whatnot, you'd have, I believe they gave you 2 weeks to get it together, or they would put the warning right on your door. Done deal.
Yeah.
And that went on every year. So where are those inspections in our society today?
Yeah, I don't know where they are, but I can tell you that there needs to be, you know, there's one prime minister, there's one minister, minister over there, one of the ministers, meaning parliament minister, not like a reverend minister, who said that, who actually came out and said this is corporate murder, and that corporation needs to be held accountable. But, you know, so many benefits, at least over here, there are so many ways that the corporation can slide through accountability. And we need to speak out. We need to speak out.
Go ahead. But again, it's the community. You know, we've got to get the community more involved, not just here, but all over the world. You know, if you sit under the rock and say, well, I reported this and they still haven't come and fixed it, but I guess I'll just wait because, you know, they should be coming. You're not doing anybody any favors. But if you keep going in and reporting it every few days because you don't see anything happen, obviously, this could get to be really real pain to that person that has to listen to you all the time. So they're either going to try to throw you out of the building or they're going to do something about it. And if they try to throw you out of the building, then corporations like get to start getting a little bit of feedback from other organizations that will say, wait a minute, you know, why are you telling this person they have to leave? Because they asked you to do this.
Well, and that's exactly what some people are afraid of. Some people are simply afraid that they're going to, end up losing their apartment or being forced out or whatever. And we need to bring more, community. We need to band together. And we have the power of numbers if we would just speak out, if we would just not see that everybody, that somebody else's problems is not our problem. When we see that, there were tons of people that got affected by that that didn't even live in the building, besides the ones that died and lost everything and are now helpless.
You are correct, because it extended to other spaces on the sides of that building. And that's, again, back to the community. And you know what? It's kind of, it's not funny, but I kind of noticed, you and I, we like to enlighten people and we like to bring them to a positive space. And we're discussing this, and what comes out but fear. So, maybe it's a society that needs to start learning how to handle and deal with fear. Because unfortunately, we all are underneath fear, and therefore nothing gets accomplished.
Yeah. I would say that, and fear is promoted and supported by our media, and there is the first break, and we'll be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Radio's What Is Going On show. If you've been on a spiritual journey and know yourself to be more than just your body, mind and emotions, yet still struggle to fully love yourself and the life you're living. If you experience childhood challenges that continue to play out as limiting patterns in your daily life. If you long for success in your relationships and career, but keep finding it eludes you, I invite you to join me on the free Journey Back to Love Symposium that I'm co-hosting June 18th to 24th. You'll get valuable insights, tools, practical processes and gifts from 8 internationally renowned teachers and speakers that would not only dramatically shift your perceptions about love, but also help you understand and integrate all those places where you may have secretly believed that you were broken. So if you're ready to transform your beliefs about love, success and freedom, and finally put all your perceived limitations, fears and failures in your relationships and life behind you, visit thejourneybacktolove.com and join me on this free life-transforming journey back to love. I look forward to seeing you there.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. With me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother Ocean. Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, Call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on OTR1, part of the OM Times Network. This is the third Thursday of the month, and we're taking things through the spiritual lens. I am here today with my partner in crime, Angie Dianju, fellow co-host of the Web of Light show, plus a fellow mischief maker as we run around putting on events and teaching classes and having lots of fun. So, Angie, for the people that the London fire seemed to touch, even if they didn't know anybody in London, even if they've never been to London, even if they don't like London, but it seemed to be in their face, what would you say the spiritual message to them was?
The spiritual message that should be received from this?
Yeah.
That we need to come together more in our community values.
Okay.
And look more into the small details that surround us, not into just the big pictures. We have to start paying more attention and be more aware of the details that are around us and not think of them as just a tiny, that's not going to really matter, because every little piece matters. You have to pay attention.
And one of the spiritual messages that I think that is also out there is check in where fear may be setting you up for a fall. You know, there were people there that did complain and did try to fight back or did try to speak out, but I suspect did it mostly in passive ways, because it's hard to take on a big corporation, whether you're in the UK or the US. But one of the things is that if this really struck you, now some of you would have looked at it and gone, that's really sad. That's too bad. Isn't that horrible? And then there are some of you that just felt like, my God, I felt like I was a punch in the stomach. Like it just really caught me. So when something really catches you in the news and the world that's going on, you have to look and say, okay, well, Spirit's trying to show me a message of some kind. And I really think that making sure that you get into your power, stand in your power, and speak out for what is right, and not just stay quiet or lay back or be afraid that of ramifications if you speak out. So I think that there's some of that message there as well.
That's true.
So there's a lot of different things going on in the world. Yep. And we have, we probably have the most separated stuff. And we just had our own, shooting. And it wasn't in a poor part of town. And it wasn't, them kind of people. And it wasn't those, and it was a fed up 60-something entrepreneur who felt disenfranchised by what was going on in the world of Washington and all of what he felt was yet again the screw job of the poor and the middle class. And he picked up a gun and he had target practice with some Republican congressmen and supporters. Now, I don't agree with that. I will never agree with that kind of violence. But I really think that the country as a whole has to take a look at this. And not only take a look at this, but look at how despicably this is trying to be leveraged as this is your fault, this is your fault, yet again. When Representative Gabby, I can't think of her last name off the top of my head, got shot a few years ago in Tucson at a Democratic rally by somebody who was feeling disenfranchised by the Republican, the Democrat side of the Congress or whatever, you know, there was this outrage of the Republicans were promoting and supporting violence, and the Republicans were saying, this was just somebody who was mentally ill. This was an ill person. And this is what they focused on, and don't make it about politics. And now this happens, and now what are we hearing out of the Republicans? Well, you know, this guy worked for Sanders. You know, he was a volunteer for Sanders, and he was, you know, one of these liberals, and you guys are promoting and supporting violence. And this has got to stop. This has got to stop. Nobody, well, he died. None of the people he was shooting at. No, did anybody die? This is an awful question to ask. I know that the congressman didn't die.
I don't believe. I think it was just the shooter that died.
But I think last time I heard, the congressman is still in somewhat of a critical condition.
Yes.
Not.
Oh, yes. They still have to go through some more surgery or something. Yes.
But anybody that wants to make this a party issue, we need to vote out of Washington. They need to not even be there. The fact that they are taking this, and then also is this whole question of, oh, we need to have this all be about unity on the other hand and coming together.
Yeah.
Well, when there are such large cracks and people are making statements, derisive statements, and taking derisive actions to make it be more of an us and them feeling in our country, and nobody in the political arena has promoted violence more than our own president when he was running his campaign. Several times.
If you want to make it that, that's what you could say, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. He encouraged beating people up. He made outrageous statements at times to get his audience going.
They had beatings at his when he would gather people together.
So
you recall.
So how we can have this whole, oh well, this is going to be made a party political thing by the Republicans against the Democrats, I'm just horrified. How much lower in the swamp do you think we need to get before America is going to be ready for a real change? And throw new people in. Go ahead.
I will have to say that there were a few that had said it's time for the parties to communicate. And that was coming from some of the officials that are actually in the parties.
Yep.
And yes, it's time to clean up, because the United States, our system is starting to fall to pieces. It's become too corrupt. It's become too controlled. And it's not anymore, it's not about doing things for the citizens or doing things for those who voted you in. It's more of how much power can I receive. And once again, I'm going to say that word, how much fear can we embellish in people so that we can keep our control?
Yep. And how much money can we put in our pockets from the lobbyists?
Yeah. Well,
don't forget that
power.
Part of it. Yeah.
To them, that's power.
Yep. So.
And it's from both parties.
Oh, yeah.
Not just one.
No one's innocent here. No party's innocent here. In fact, I've got to go and get myself registered in my new state of residence, and I'm going to be putting down independent, because that's what I've been for a while now, is an independent, because none of them are really impressing me much. But, you know, but they say this, we need to talk more. We need to come together. And then they're hiding the health care bill So only one party is working on it, and it's done quietly, and they're hoping to slip it through Congress without people even noticing what they're doing. How can people trust that? How can you say on one hand we need more cooperation, and on the other hand do everything behind closed doors, not only not including the American public in something as big as the health care situation and the health care plan and the Affordable Care Act, but not even allow the Democrats to come in to weigh in on it? So how can we trust them? Where's the trust? Why would we have trust when they do things like that? So again, I'm going to ask, what do you think the spiritual message is for this?
Honestly, I feel that there's a spiritual message right now to people that they have to start coming back to more of the simple things and not letting empowerment override them. People are forgetting how powerful each person is. Because they kind of have, well, media and all the social antics have brought people to feel that, okay, I'll just go do my work, come back home, you know, enjoy a few hours with my family because that's all I have now, because now we've made a society that's so busy for taking care of everything that the larger communities or the larger corporations want, that we've forgotten how to live our life as far as with our family. And so I think this is a calling to us to say, where's the basics?
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. This is the third Thursday of the month. I am here with my partner in crime, Angie Dianju, and we are doing Through the Spiritual Lens. We have talked about the London fire, and we have talked about the shooting that just happened in D.C. Involving some members of Congress, and what was the spiritual message. And I didn't actually get a weigh in on the spiritual message for the shooting. I think that the spiritual message for that is, if that at all moved you, shocked you, caught your attention, brought up lots of energy and emotion to you, then I think the spiritual message is wake up, take responsibility, and make positive change in yourself, in your community, in your family, and in the world. And that's what I think the spiritual message is. So now we're going to spend the last half of the show talking about an upcoming event that we have, which is Firefest. And I'd like you to tell people, first of all, it's July 1st in Pepperell, Mass. And it's going to be in the two big town fields. It's a huge event. There'll be a parade that goes on that goes right by it during the event, and then the event will end with fireworks. There are going to be vendors there, climbing walls, dunking pools, fried dough, ice cream, intuitive readers, people selling inflatable toys and kids' clothes and yada, yada, yada. The list goes on, and it's called Firefest, and it is a resurrected event. Angie, you were part of the original event, so can we start with a little history on Firefest and how it came about?
Sure. Well, I actually was involved with Firefest through Amethyst Wildfire, who is now Emerald. Her name is Emerald now, opposed to Amethyst. Green Forest is her last piece that she calls herself, Emerald Green Forest. I'm getting used to this because I've always, in the past, known her as Amethyst Wildfire.
It's Emerald, however, Peaceful Green Forest.
Peaceful Green Forest. And she used to have a shop in downtown Nashua, and she was very dedicated to art. She loves arts and crafts and all types of arts. And so, therefore, she decided she would create this festival in the street. And we started it out. When she started it out, it was all about getting helping nonprofits. So we had a few nonprofits that we helped support through this event. And we brought together all kinds of people, and it grew. I believe it was around for four years. I came in at the almost the end of it, and we had a fabulous day. The last one that we did was back quite a few years. We had it in the street. It was on a Sunday. Everybody came out onto the streets. We had all types of people there. We even had belly dancers. We had puppeteers. We had heavy metal bands all the way down to acoustic guitars, all types of acts. We had a climbing wall. We had activities for the children. We even had some cooking activities, anything that had to do with art. There were artists there. There were people who did things that were of the arts as far as activities, even gymnastic, you name it, it was there. And so, you know, this was a very nice event. However, with all of the time and effort that we were putting into it, it was capturing, it was just capturing a lot of our time, a lot of, and it took a lot to support it. And we determined that it wasn't really the right place to have this. And so we closed it up. And Emerald had looked at me and said, you know, I know you're still with all the event stuff, so I'm going to give this to you with your blessings. Just make sure that, you know, I it came from me. And I always want to make sure that everybody knows that, because she did a wonderful job in establishing this wonderful event. And it's a celebration of arts, entertainment, you name it, anything that surrounds that, no matter what type of art it is, that's what it's a celebration of. And we also did it in the frame of mind of, whenever we do this, we do it to celebrate art, but we also give back to community. And so it was more of a fundraising type of a event than anything else. And so, you know, it kind of sat dormant for a few years. And just recently, Dr. Kevin and myself, we got involved with the Pepperell Small Town Big Bang. They're a committee down in Pepperell that's been around, I want to say it was over 30 years, and they started a fundraising for small town big band, which is having fireworks and a celebration for the weekend of the 4th of July. And she's always trying to find some ways to raise all of the money necessary for this big celebration. And when we saw her field, Firefest came out. It's alive. And so now we've dedicated Firefest to come out to communities where they have the space and the availability of people who want to come together in the community and make some magic to help with maybe, you know, this cause is for them to have their fireworks every year and keep the celebration rolling, keep the community together with that. Perhaps there's another community out there that might need some other piece that they're doing a fundraising on. But I believe that as we look at this, Dr. Kevin, it's Firefest is one of those things that can travel around and share with many in all types of different locations.
Well, I think that Firefest, you know, we spent the first two segments, and one thing you kept saying, and I said not as often as you did, but it was about community, building mm-hmm. community, the importance of taking back our lives and our power through the building of community. And that these were definitely centerpieces to the things we talked about in the first half of the show. And
yes,
Firefest, yep. And Firefest is about building community. It's about coming together. It's about still having that town, that village come together and celebrate together and laugh together and make memories together, memories mm-hmm. that will last a lifetime. There will be things that will happen on this July 1st that some little kid in 60 years will tell as a story to their own grandchild.
Correct.
Well, you know, after you and I are probably going to be dust. Yeah, I'm probably going to be dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But, you know, one of the other things, too, with this is it's not just the community of that one small community. It's reestablishing and reopening itself to those in the surrounding communities, in the surrounding all through the state. And you know, I will say that one of my fondest memories when I was a child was we lived in Manchester, and we had a fireworks, I believe it was like the 3rd or 4th. But Candia, New Hampshire, used to have a fireworks on a different day. Maybe it was the 1st. I really don't remember that part of it, but my family made it a point to go, okay, we're going to go to Candia on, you know, Friday night. We're going to go to Hooksett on Saturday night, and then we're going to come back to Manchester on, you know, Sunday night. And that was a family tradition. It was going to be, oh, we're going out, and we're going to go out to these fantastic community events, and we're going to meet the people that live in the communities that surround us. And that's what I feel is tremendous, because they aren't just meeting their own community, they're welcoming others, which is a big thing right now, is to welcome all individuals, not just those that are in your tribe.
Well, and I think that it is about expanding that definition of community. Mm-hmm. And how important it is to look at the fact that our community starts in our house, and then it goes to our neighborhood, and then it goes to our part of town, and then it goes to our town, and then it goes to our county, and then it goes to our state. And that is what makes up the larger community that we call our country. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's so important to know that the more solid the small unit is, the community of home is, and then the community of neighborhood is, you know, that grows, and that grows. And, you know, some people have started to bring back block parties and shutting off part of their, you know, part of their neighborhood or part of their streets or whatever. Our Dorothy Morgan, our Web of Light astrologer on the most recent show we did in the time of cancer. Talked about how she's, you know, she lives in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and her block does a big block party and shuts the street down once a year for the neighbors to all get together and connect and talk and meet each other. And, you know, so there are things that we can do. And, you know, part of being American is welcoming in everybody who wants to be American, that's willing to be American, that's here, that came here, that fought to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, those of us that were born here, well, you know, we got it pretty good a lot of times. I'm not saying everybody did, but, you know, for the most part, we were born into these freedoms. We were born into, you know, a country that had more opportunities and more chances than the majority of the countries in the world had, where people, even today, it still happens. Some bright kid with a, who invented a computer is a billionaire. But he wasn't born a billionaire. He wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He worked his way there. So I think that this whole community thing is so important. And I think that that's why Firefest, no matter where we take this traveling show of building community, can bring about some of what we're talking about. We're going to go on break any minute now. That music's going to come in. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about what's going on in this Firefest and why this Firefest is very important to me personally, because I have a personal connection to this Firefest. And again, that is Firefest July 1st from 11 in the morning till 8:30, till 9, actually 9:30 at night, because at 9:30 the fireworks happen. And so join us there, Pepperell, Mass.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last section of the Dr. Kevin Show here on the third Thursday of the month, where I bring in my television co-host, Angie Dionju, and we put things through the spiritual lens and maybe hope to help you find some spiritual messages and meaning in what's going on in the world today. If you would like to be part of this conversation, this is a live call-in show. You may call 202-570-7057. You may come to Facebook.com/MyDrKevin, MyDrKevin. And when you come there, make sure you like me. I'm a likable guy. And at the top, you can post your ideas, your comments, or things that you would like to have shared on the air. If you are listening to this as a repeat, as a replay, because they have several replays of this show, you can still go to the Facebook, find today's posting, and you can still get your comment. And if it is a question, I know that I can drag Angie out, or I myself will answer it for you. So we're talking about Firefest, July 1st, Pepperell, Mass. and it's 11 to 10 at night. It will include, the parade will go on during it, the fireworks will end it. It is going to be one of those days in the park that will have multi-generations doing everything from eating fried dough to playing cornhole to listening to music to maybe getting a psychic reading or an aura photograph to checking out the latest in Lulu LaRue clothing or Dot Smile children's dresswear. It's all going to be there, and all you should be there too. I talked about before the break of the show about this being special because, you know, we came in because this, as Angie said before, this organization 30 years ago, the town said we can no longer afford fireworks, and this woman and three of her friends got together and said, bull tiki, this is patriotic. I want my children to have the same experience that I had with growing up with fireworks in our own park, not having to drive somewhere else. And we're going to make this happen. And she started this nonprofit organization, Small Town Big Bang. And the current president of this organization is actually this woman's daughter, who has carried this mission forward 30 years later to make sure the money is raised every year for the 4th of July fireworks and for an opportunity for community to come together and be community. Obviously, the fact it celebrates the 4th of July and July 4th is my birthday has no consequence or any reason why I should like it at all. I don't know why people skip on thinking that I'm making this my personal private celebration. I mean, we'll have 3, 4, maybe 5,000 people there. It's not the largest birthday party I've ever had. just saying.
You celebrate a few days ahead. The party starts.
Hey, I used to say that my July 4th birthday started on July 1st, and my celebrations ended June 30th the following year. I mean, if you're going to do it right. Go big or go home. What? Go ahead.
Well, this is definitely going to be going big, fireworks and all.
So some of what we have going on there, we will have a band. We will have bands playing all day long. We're going to have, we're going to have Three Times Fast that's going to be playing from 12 to 2. We're also going to have Heartstone Rock. We're also going to be having a jazz band playing. I think one of the brass bands is going to play. So in the front field, we're going to have music going pretty much most of the day. And it's going to be different kinds of music to celebrate by. And then in the backfield, we're going to have a performance stage. And we're going to have a number of things going on there. We're going to have a little something about bullying. We're going to have a karate demonstration. We're going to have a local theater company do a performance. I don't know. I can't even think of all the different stuff. So there's going to be.
I believe there's another one that's coming in with dancing.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be free entertainment. And then again, there's going to be. You name it. There's going to be a train for the kids to ride on. There's going to be a little race car track that they can race around the track. It's kind of like carnival meets fair meets music fest meets, you know, community celebration. Mm-hmm. All in one place.
And don't forget the climbing wall.
Climbing wall. I mean, there is things here for people of all ages. We are going to have a few people
even
doing
a,
into.
Are you going to go into the dunk tank so we can dunk you in the middle of the day for your birthday?
Well, I am going to be, you know, this is unusual for us. For those of you who have attended any of our other events and our ongoing events coming up, we're so busy running the event, we don't normally do readings. But you and I and Annette Alford is going to be joining us, and the three of us are going to be doing readings there. And yeah. we're going to have a grand prize raffle. And you want to stop by and get one of those raffle tickets. We've got stuff coming into that every day. It, the value of it is already up over $1,000, and it continues mm-hmm. to grow. And I know that we still got a ton more stuff coming in. So I don't know how much it's going to be worth, but it will definitely be worth a 20, maybe even a Ulysses S. Grant of tickets, because it will well be worth winning. And it's going to support to make sure that you can come back next year, listen to the music, enjoy the ice cream and fried dough, have something at the chicken barbecue, bring your family, watch the parade, and have the fireworks. So mm-hmm. you're investing in future memories when you come and get one of the raffle tickets. There's no admission. Everybody's welcome. Everybody comes in free. You know, so nobody has a, you know, there's no, I can't afford it. I've got a large family. We can't, there's no admission. No one's going to stop you from,
you know,
just showing up and bringing a, mm-hmm. you know, bringing a backpack with a few snacks in it to keep the kids happy. And there'll be plenty of free stuff to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I also want to add to that in case some of you that are listening are not aware of where Pepperelstown Field is, it's actually located off of Route 111, which comes through Nashua, and it comes out of Milford and Amherst area and Brookline. It also comes out of Leominster area, Groton. Westford's just around the corner from Groton. So if you're familiar with all of those towns I just mentioned, Leominster is only probably about 15 minutes, if that, away from Pepperelstown Field. And Milford, same, maybe 15 minutes down the road, if that. Same with Nashua area. What is it, generally about 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes. You know, mm-hmm. if you're on the Daniel Webster Highway, around the Barnes and Noble and Splitbrook Road, it's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're a little further away, you and Hudson is no more than 30, if that.
If that, yeah.
Yep.
So it's, you can get right to it, and it's very well located around our general facility. You know, it's on the... It's right on the border of New Hampshire, so you get, you know, Mass-New Hampshire borderline there. And check it out, because you might be saying, where the heck is Pepperell? But that's where it is.
Yep. It's easy enough to get to. You want to get there and you want to park and you want to, you know, get yourself ready for a good day. And part of it is that as you do this is, you know, come and spend the day. I mean, you can just sit in the park and listen to a new band every hour or 2 hours, or decide that mm-hmm. you want to go watch a performance, or just enjoy the sun and be there. And you can snack on stuff mm-hmm. that you don't normally have the ability to do. And again, it's building community. And that community mm-hmm. just isn't the Pepperell community, but it's the communities that are all around Pepperell.
She has actually in the park, I feel she's bringing in I want to say it's like about 10 food vendors of the different varieties. It's quite a bit to choose from. Let's put it that way.
No one's going hungry. So
no one's going hungry in that place.
No one's going hungry in that place unless it's by choice. So it's going to be a blend of a lot of things, like from old-fashioned, playing cornhole or, you know, doing the little car races and the dunking pool, to tons of shopping. And we've got several local jewelers that make jewelry and do stuff like that are going to be there. And we have people that are going to be selling everything from kids' inflatable toys and hats and things like that to crystals and you name it, wands. Somebody's going to be there selling wands. You know, do you have any? Do you have any wizards or witches in the house that would like to have a wand? Well, we're going to have them there, and we will have some. We'll have a few intuitive readers. I believe we have an aura photographer coming in. We're in communication right now, and I believe we're going to have a belly dancer coming in, and we're going to have music of all kinds.
Do we have crystals?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got somebody selling crystals.
Yeah.
And the thing is, go ahead.
So much. There's so much. Yeah, there's so much in that field. It's a variety. It's not just for the children, but it's also not just for the adults. There's a variety for all ages. All ages.
And I think that it is, again, if your town has eliminated fireworks. Oh, and there is the end of the Dr. Kevin Show this week. Angie, thanks for coming on.
Wow. Thank you for having me, Dr. Kevin. We'll talk again soon.